everybody. I want to welcome everybody to the first committee meeting back since our last one. Hope everybody's well, family's well. Before we get started, I just want to give a good shout out to our Recreation Department staff and our Police Department and the rest of our staff for all the hard work that they've done throughout this time. As you've seen, Recreation has been out in the forefront and out in front of all the other Recreation Departments on meeting and getting our programs going. We got a nice shout out on Channel 5 about it, calling us leaders, which is fantastic because that's what we want to be. So just want to give a good shout out here today before we get started to our staff and our Recreation and Police for doing all they did to get us going in Recreation, as well as opening up, you know, the building here to get everybody working again. So Eric, thank you very much for all you did as well, and please pass on, you know, our regards to all of the staff to let them know how much we appreciate all the hard work they've done through this troubling time. Okay, so we'll start off right now. Let's see here. Item number one, call to order. Item number two is approval of the minutes from March 2nd, 2020 meeting and the April 21, 2020 special meeting as well.
Motion to approve.
Second.
All right, do we have any discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. All right, item number three is public comments. Does anybody like to have something to say? You can come up to the podium. We'll give you 2 minutes to tell us what you think. Seeing nobody, we'll go ahead and move on to item number four, employees' years of service recognition. Steve, I'll defer to you.
Introduce to you Ann Selner, who's a long-term employee. We're recognizing 20 years of service today with the town of Mount Pleasant. And I'll tell you a little bit about Ann and some of the work that she's done for the town. She's been putting together camps, programs, special events for about 19 years at the Jones Center, and about a year ago, she moved over to Park West and started doing the same type of programs over there, doing a great job for us. Last year, just to give you an idea on some of the scope of the camps, she was responsible for over 140 camps with over 5,000
members.
Where she contracts instructors and coordinates the use of facilities, hiring and scheduling 22 part-time staff, bringing them on board, putting them through a week of training, and getting them all up to speed on all the procedures that need to be done. Does a very, very good job of that. Puts together an incredible camp manual that for them to follow. I think I forwarded that to y'all before, so you can see some of the work that, and how professional the work is done. It really, really falls on her shoulders. She does a great job. She designs the t-shirt for camp each year, too. We're always proud of the t-shirt that everybody wants to get. Over the years, she's also helped bringing in new camps and buying out different activities that can go on and program for our community. She has her CDL license. She's constantly called on to do some driving for us. You'll see her at Children's Day or at Blessing of the Fleet. The Christmas parade, I think every time she drives the bus for council, you know, she gets the council and brings them over to the float and gets them going. You've helped with the bridge run, I think shuttling different the National or the State Guard, getting them into position as well. And it's just a real team player. She always volunteers to help out in other areas of the department, and it is my pleasure that I've been able to work with her for, well, I've been here for a little bit over 8 years, but for 20 years of service that you've given the town. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Ann. I can remember when Ann was doing the cheerleading when my daughter was young. Right, Ann?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ann, are you still doing the cheerleading?
Yes.
You are? Good. Okay, guys, item number five is the review of the opening plan. And once again, Steve, Eric, we'll defer to you guys.
All right. Good morning, Ben. information. Kind of review it here, let me know what's going on in each one of our areas. In camps, an announcement went out for the first 2 weeks of camp, went out last Wednesday. For the first 2 weeks, we created two alternate day camps. Those that were previously registered for all-day camps, the all-day trip camps that we have. And one of these camps will be held at the senior center, and the other, we utilize rooms at the gym center for the first 2 weeks of camps. All other camps will be offered unless the camp will have a contracted instructor or a room is not available. Because we had to move some camps to the gym center for this, there were some camps that were not able to be available at that time. Beginning June 22nd, all camps, including trip camps, will be Zoom. As far as facilities, with the exception of the senior center, which is open June 22nd, all of our recreation facilities are open to the public today. Playgrounds are open now, and we're taking requests for rental space and gyms. Gyms have been open for open play for basketball and for pickleball. In aquatics, we started lap swimming on May 18th. The master swim program and private swim lessons resume today. Although the next session for group lessons will not begin until July. You have to take pre-registration for all of those, and it runs for a month, and so that next session will begin in July. We didn't have registration for June, not being sure if we're going to be open or not. In tennis, the normal operation of the tennis center will resume today. We are still waiting to hear from USTA regarding when replay will resume, but we will be live on that as soon as we go ahead and resume the replay. In athletics, registration ended on May 26th for T-ball coach pitch and summer basketball. Practices for those seasons will begin as soon as we select teams and assign coaches. Preseason football and track both begin today, and we will continue to take registration for track for another week or so. Not being a team, they don't have to come in and participate as a team, they can participate as individuals. And so our numbers were down quite a bit. And so they're going to go ahead and start now, but if people still want to get in the program, we'll come and take registration for a few more weeks on that. Registration for adult softball and adult basketball are still open, and these will be scheduled as planned. In programs, our music, art, dance, martial arts, gymnastics, those sort of classes, and other scheduled activities will resume as quickly as we can make arrangements with the instructor and notify the public. And in special events, the farmers market, which has been going on at the Central Goods Market, the farmers market will resume on June 9th. We're going to go ahead and change the name and call it farmers market again. And we will expand to 26 vendors. We're working on securing some live entertainment and a food vendor as well. A decision will be made regarding the blessing of the Fleet Seafood Festival will be made this Friday, June 5th. Movies in the Park will resume every Friday in August, starting August 7th, as planned. There's no change on that. The Sweetgrass Festival is scheduled August 8th. And Parties in the Park, which were previously scheduled and traditionally scheduled every Tuesday in June, have been moved to every Tuesday in September.
Well, thank you. I see the Bulldog Track. I take that's the Citadel, huh? It said Bulldog Track, which is one of them, the summer camps.
Yes.
That's the Citadel.
Yes.
Good. Yeah, they always do a great job out there. Staff, anybody got anything?
I just want to add to what you said earlier. We just thank you guys for working so hard. I know that we. Just thank you for working so hard. I know that we wanted things to get open, and I know that for working parents, especially those all-day trip camps, it was really great for us to find a way to still do them for those first couple of weeks. So that was really good execution. So thank you.
Yeah, looking forward to seeing the Harry Potter camp as well. That'd be kind of cool. Jim, you got anything? All right. Well, thank you very much, Steve. We appreciate that. So item number 6 is the discussion of Carolina Park Phase 3.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm going to kick this off, members of the committee, in the morning. A couple things with regard to this project. Carolina Park Phase 3 is an approved project of the town. Several months back, we came in front of you with some alternatives that are looking to be discussed involving the stadium, whether to build a stadium or how to build a stadium. Since then, the appetite for that stadium, especially the involvement by Oceanside, this is not a project for us going forward. So staff level, the way we're seeing it, is that because the phase three is an approved project, that we plan to proceed with the original plan. And the original plan offered, you probably have a slide here somewhere, that it offered a baseball field, sort of a mid-sized baseball field, 300 players, a couple softball fields. There was some talk about that. So we had another option drawn up, which includes a full-size baseball field, oriented a little differently with regard to the sun, and one softball field. The original plan met the needs of the recreation department for their feasibility study. So we wanted two things. We wanted to tell you that we are prepared to move forward with the project. We wanted to get your input on what fields should go there as we move forward. As a reminder, the project budget is $3.5 million, and earlier cost estimates, in fact, the last cost estimate we had late February, said that this option would be minimum budget. The majority of the funds of this project are impact fees. Those recreation impact fees have to go towards growth-related, impact-related expenses. So, to summarize, we plan to move forward, given the funding sources, we plan to move forward with the original proposal for the Recreation Department's needs assessment. The only thing left is the fields and how they're oriented, and we'd like to discuss that with you now. Right after,
Can you put the new drawing back? There you go. Thank you.
All right, Lee Gastly with Seaman Whiteside and Associates, 1881 Capri Drive. So a request was made to see whether the site would accommodate potentially a full-sized high school baseball field. So we looked at several options associated with that, and obviously solar orientation was something that was high on our list of wanting to achieve. So after going through, I think, about six different options, realistically, this was the only option that made any sense from the standpoint of being able to accommodate the size of the field and also address an appropriate solar orientation. Obviously, you know, just to look at it from a plan standpoint, it doesn't kind of neatly fit into the overall site plan, but it does fit, and it allowed for some expansion of parking. Below the two fields, you'll see kind of some additional parking, that kind of peninsula that goes up into a roundabout area right there. And then there's kind of a maintenance road that we were showing from a previous concept that probably should have been erased. But anyway, so this addresses that. Certainly, if this is something that you wanted to pursue, we would, add sidewalks and, you know, make it a little bit more accommodating and hopefully somehow figure out how to make it maybe relate a little bit better to the existing restroom concession building up there.
Lee, I just had one question in relation to foul balls. Mm-hmm. Clearly, now that it's positioned that way, you're going to have a lot more foul balls going off into the area where there'll be citizens around there. Are you planning on doing anything to try and protect the public over there, or?
Well, I mean, obviously that's a construction detail that we would get into if you wanted to proceed. But yes, certainly I think we would have to elevate. We'd probably use netting, something like that,
yeah,
to go up higher, maybe 20 feet or so, in order to minimize certainly what you'd see with foul balls.
I'm just thinking that, or we don't have a lot of good third basemen like Mr. DeMora used to be, but they may overthrow first and it goes over the fence. And once again, it's going to where the citizens are.
Right.
So I was just a question in my mind. I just want to make sure that if we're designing this, which I like the size field and all that, that we just, you know, keep it in mind that we got to be safe for the public.
Absolutely.
As well.
Absolutely. Yep.
Okay. Committee, anybody got anything?
I do. So has Oceanside officially given us word that they do not want to pursue that joint partnership?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And so funding, we've pretty much pulled, I know there's still the impact fees there, but the rest of that additional funding was pulled from your last, I feel like I remember a lot of that funding being on the slides from your last presentation.
Yes. That's correct, Mr. Rambo. If we were to reach, if council at the time, last we discussed this, we potentially stadium there, the council wanted to reach that project, we were pulling into future years' capital money to fund it. That doesn't have to be done if we stay in the original plan. Really, what we'd love you to weigh in on is the question of whether to go with these two fields or go with the original three fields. And if you're comfortable with it, perhaps Steve could weigh in on the need for the two softball fields versus the need, say, for a full-size baseball field.
Sure. The department really not have any women's softball fields. So part of the design is to have two women's softball fields for women's softball with 200-foot field fence. The baseball field that we have meets the needs of the recreation department. The original design meets the needs of the recreation department to be able to replace the field at Whipple Road. There's a field at Whipple Road behind the tennis center that we continue to use over there. This is quite old, and we haven't done a whole lot to upgrade that field with the intention of getting rid of that field in the future and replacing it with a 315-foot field for 13, 15-year-old age group at Caroline Park. Upon replacing that field, we'll be able to expand the tennis center. This does meet the needs, that meets the needs, as you see right there, of the department for our programs. It does not meet the high school level baseball field that we need in order to accommodate a full-size high school team.
So, as you know, Lucy Beckham's going to be coming to us talking about trying to use Wando South. And as you know, we already have that field scheduled with our programs. So I know there's going to be talk about finding another baseball field for high school kids to play on. This one doesn't meet that need, the three fields here. The other one meets the need, yeah, for them to be able to use that field or whatever. Or else we're going to have to let them use our field, which is going to take away from our kids. I think that we need to get with the Charleston County School District and meet as soon as possible about this, because I don't want to give up our fields, our programs, unless they can get in and help us. We've talked about Whitesides. That's where I grew up playing ball all my life. It's a good field, but it needs a lot of work. And I think if they will fix Whitesides and it's okay with Eric and you that the field will satisfy us, then I have no issue with them using Wando South. That's our field. That's what we call Wando, that field across from Lucy Beckham. Or this, if we do this with this program here, with this field, it's a high school field here, then absolutely I have no issue with them coming out and being able to use that field. But we've got to have a field for our kids. And I'm just not willing to give up our fields unless the school district's going to step up and work with us on that to try and provide a field, an alternate field for our kids to be able to use if they want to use our fields, our larger fields for their high school. I want to work with them. I met with the AD and really nice guy, and we're going to sit down and talk about it. But I just want to make this known that we need to look at this. And I think this big field will be appropriate. We'll be able to help them. And not only that, but, it's like even Oceanside, they play during the day. They won't get in our way. And they have field space over there in their school where they want to build another field. They could build a football field over there or a multi-purpose field that we could use as well. So we still have an opportunity to partner up with them, I think, and with the Charleston County School District, and everybody wins if we do that. So I want to be looking closely at that, because times, it's coming. I mean, when's Lucy Beckham opening?
This fall.
Okay, this fall. And so they're going to start looking for fields really quick. I don't know, was their baseball program going to start when, or is it over?
It is, and that is why the district is going ahead and refurbishing the baseball field at Moultrie into a practice field for them. So
at where?
Moultrie.
That little tiny backstop they have right there?
Really?
For practices.
Oh, okay.
Further conversations, Chairman, and please help, thankfully, We did superimpose a full-size baseball field on the Westside property, and just, and we had some conversations about that. I thought it might,
I can add on to that, Councilman Santos, I spoke with him a little bit. I don't know that it would fit in the application. I believe the direction you were suggesting is since the full-size baseball field wouldn't fit over there, would it be a possibility of fitting 315 or?
Yeah, mid-size.
On the application?
Right.
And that was the thought process of switching that up.
Right. I mean, because we use that field, Pony League was the highest league we had before you went into high school. We used that as kids all the time there. Left field and center field's plenty of room. Right field is an issue, you'd have to have the net, but, I mean, I think we need to get some serious conversations with Charleston County School District to make sure that they will redo that field for us, and as long as it's okay with y'all, I mean, that it fits our needs, before we turn loose Wando South. I mean, they're going to have to step up and help us out here, because we can't cancel our baseball programs just to give them the fields. I mean, I want to work with them, but our programs are very important as well.
Is committee comfortable with us, I can call the district today, about looking at the Westside property and asking them to commit to refurbishing it with a smaller baseball field, which would help the place, it would help our needs, and then we can go ahead with what you see on the screen at Carroll Park.
With the two fields?
I'm good with it. As long as our programs are taken care of, and that's first and foremost, and I think this is a win-win for everybody, like I said. Because even if Oceanside could come use that, and then they develop their field and let us use whatever field they decide to do, whether it's a football field or whatever, I think the more fields we have out there, the better. Because with Lucy Beckham coming on, and as they get up into high school, seniors and stuff like that, their programs are going to expand, and we need the fields, you know, we need the fields. So any way we can get as many fields as possible and share, I think that's a win-win for everybody. So I'm good with that. Jake, go ahead.
For the second image, if we did the full-size field, does that eliminate not being able to do another soccer field, as well as basketball courts, dog park? Does all that get eliminated? I mean, it seems like it's not just the mid-size and the softball field that gets eliminated. There's a lot of things.
No, there's still room, and this particular image, you know, obviously cuts the top of the side off, but there is still room for another soccer field.
Okay, for that. So we would still build that final soccer field?
Yes.
All right, and then I'd still like to throw some of those little ancillary things in there, like the lighted basketball court or the dog park. I mean, I still think there's room, but.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't disagree. I mean, there could very easily be room kind of at the end of that roundabout area there. There's kind of an open zone there that potentially could accommodate the basketball. And we've actually had some conversation about this area in the outfield of the softball where there's a little L component of the parking. Mm-hmm. We might could manipulate that and put them there. So they're locations.
Okay.
Good.
I have a question. Would the cost of the two fields be less than the cost of the three, or would it be about equivalent because it's a much bigger field for the baseball field?
Well, we haven't costed that yet.
Yeah, okay.
I suspect it would be right in line.
Okay.
I can't imagine it would be a significant cost difference, but there would be other opportunities. I mean, Mr. Rambo was saying in that open space area, you know, possibly there could be basketball court, maybe a fitness type area. So if there is a savings
playground
between two or three fields, then you can take some of that money.
Gotcha.
What other comment that I want to make is be prepared for us to utilize a different alternative procurement method for this project, much like we did for the current fire stations under construction, where we competitively bring in contractors early. You just saw with the Peter project that our traditional moving away from those years have gone by, but the traditional design to build really hurt us in Peter extensions, even though we had cost estimates for month five, right? We need to bring in contractors that have been competed early and select one prior to the construction of the
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, we'll go ahead and proceed with this, with the moving forward with the design of what's on the screen in front of you, and I'll go ahead and contact District Whitesides and then develop any paying for the cost of refurbish that site for a smaller, hopefully any type baseball.
Good. And Steve, that's good for our baseball program?
No, we'll replace that field.
Good. Okay, thank you very much. Anything else? All right, so we'll move on to the program slash projects update.
Well, as you can imagine, there aren't too many programs that need an update on. I have a monthly report on everything that's been canceled for the last few months. So I can tell you that the project update, the primary project that's still continuing right now is the Royal Tennis Courts. That project is continuing. They continue to work through the process, and it's still scheduled to be completed by the end of August.
Yeah, I went over and looked at them. Those guys were moving, man. They were working hard.
I also just want to publicly recognize our staff and the job that they did. They really have been terrific during this whole thing, during everything that was going through COVID and everything, that all the different changes that we had. They were very professional and able to make adjustments. They've done a lot of things that they don't normally do. They can monitor the parks in different areas and staff in different areas to, as we were enforcing the different levels of group sizes and everything else. And they did it very professionally. I was very, very happy to be able to perform for us.
Same here. And I tell you, the meetings that we had with Chief Ritchie, the police department, I think were very beneficial to us. We were able to just hash out everything before we did made any moves. So, like I said, Raphael gave us a really nice shout out saying that we were leaders in this. And I think the staff deserves that because, we did. Everybody worked real hard to make sure it was done right. And I heard nothing but compliments from everybody. So kudos to the recreation staff, as well as all of our staff. But I mean, since we're in recreation committee, kudos to the recreation staff.
Here you have it.
All right, Jim.
I also want to say thank you for all the hard work during all this. It's a very difficult time, and it's hard to know what the right answers are. We just kind of have to go off the guidance of our leadership in Columbia. But one question I had about the blessing of the fleet, you said that decision will be made Friday, June 5th. Is that going to be based off the governor's orders? Because currently the governor's orders is still no more than how many people? Eight or three?
No.
Yeah, because I just feel, given where we are and with the numbers that have just come out, in inviting thousands of people to come congregate in one area maybe is not the right answer. So the decision will be made by staff by June 5th. Is that correct? Okay, great. Thank you so much.
All right. Yes, sir.
How are registrations for the summer sports that we are running, like T-ball, were they significantly down or?
We extended them as long as we could. Like I said, the T-ball and Coach Fish numbers and basketball, I don't know the T-ball Coach Fish numbers. I know basketball was down to about 250, normally it's supposed to be around 700 or so.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's to be accepted. But we're still at 250, and I think we have more than that, more sign-ups, since then.
Yeah.
But we had it at the very end. And we were also pulling some people off the wait list type of thing. So putting teams together and getting things organized, and they are down a bit. You know the T-ball coaches?
490, I think, Friday when we checked in T-ball coach pitch.
Last year, okay. That was closer to 700.
It's probably, several hundred down.
Well, T-ball's miserable enough in April. Much less June, but anyway.
our T-ball program.
Oh, it normally starts mid-May, right? Late May.
It actually starts mid-May, and usually our January is usually the very first week of June.
Oh, no wonder I remember it being hot then.
Yeah.
I remember dying out there.
Yeah,
Okay, good. Anything else, guys? All right, we're adjourned. Thank you very much.